SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We are now going to talk about a national project which is called The Witness to War. The Witness to War is a national multilingual telephone hotline for people affected by overseas conflicts. People can feel the impact differently and may experience health, social, and practical issues. The helpline is for individuals, families, and communities who are distressed about overseas events, have friends and family abroad, need someone to talk to, or need help finding information about useful services and support. This project is provided by 8 specialist rehabilitation agencies that work with survivors of torture and trauma who have come to Australia from overseas with more than 30 years of experience working in that field. One of the staff members in this program who speaks Hebrew is Hadass Levtov, a psychotherapist from Brisbane, and she will join us now to tell us more about this project and her involvement. Shalom, Hadass.
Shalom.
In a nutshell, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, so my name is Hadass Levtov. I arrived from Israel 20 years ago, exactly, for 2004. In Israel, I used to be a teacher. Here I did master's in psychotherapy, and for the last 13 years, I worked with survivors of torture and trauma.
And you are involved with this project called Witness to War. Would you like to give us more information? What is it?
Okay, so Witness to War is a multilingual telephone line for people who are affected by conflict or events all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, so everyone can call, anyone can call, but there are several languages that you can have a counselor or mental health worker that can speak with you with your own language.
And it's been running for a couple of years now, correct?
Yes, so it started in 2018-19. I think initially it was only for New South Wales, and it started in the conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and then so they added it started in Arabic and Dari, and then just 2 years ago, because of everything that happened with Ukraine, they started again with only Ukrainian. But now, after the 7th of October, there was a rise, they realized that there is a need all over Australia, not just in New South Wales. And mainly, a lot of calls were, of course, Hebrew speakers and Arabic speaker people. And now it's a nationwide service.
So as you mentioned, it's a nationwide free service which started around 2018, mainly for people who arrived from places affected by war or other trauma areas. But since October the 7th, you are offering the services to Israelis who got affected by the events of October the 7th and the war in Israel. So if someone calls, he can speak to you in Hebrew?
Yeah. So when you call, the first answer, the person will, who manned the phone, the one who answered the 1-800 call, will speak with you in English, but then you can request a Hebrew speaker therapist, and they will get your phone number from you, and then they will email me the number, and I will call you back.
What is usually the type of trauma that callers have experienced? And I understand the callers may have arrived from conflict areas like a war, but what exactly do you do and how do you deal with it?
So in general, when I work, it's with the general public of refugees or migrants. So they have different trauma from their countries. A lot of them been in war zone or been arrested or been in, just tortured in different ways. But to focus on what we do now, it's people who call me now are Israelis, and Australian, so it's not necessarily Hebrew speakers, but it's someone that wants a Jewish counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mainly people who are affected by what they heard or what they've seen. There are a few people, or quite few, that have family that in Israel that were directly impacted. So people who are injured or killed during, you know, 7th of October. I had a few calls just for relatives, but also people who the scene or the things that happen now triggered memories, even if it's not their own memories, but things they heard about or things they saw.
When you say memory, what do you mean exactly by memory?
So it's people who are not, things didn't happen to them now, but the events can trigger past events.
Mm-hmm.
So memories of things that did happen to them.
Okay.
Especially, look, Israelis have been in, that have, you know, been in the Israeli army in the past, now live in Australia, but the things that happened raised some stuff that they want to talk about now.
Okay, yeah.
Or people who had relatives from, that have been persecuted, Holocaust survivors, you know, ancestors, but also from other areas of the world. So it's not necessarily European. But as we know, there was Jews were persecuted all over the world, wherever they've been. So some people now, the event and the rise of anti-Semitism raised a lot of things for them, and they feel highly distressed.
Mm-hmm. So different generations of people who can call, even though they haven't been directly affected by a trauma, but even family mm-hmm. members, friends, anyone who lives in Australia and feels distress because of the situation in the past or present.
Yes. So a lot of things in the present trigger the past, but I did have a few calls of people who are children of or grandchildren of Holocaust survivors, and it's just the story they heard from the survivor or movies they watched or books they read, but suddenly they found themselves now with a lot of nightmares, with fear, irritated, you know, there are a lot of symptoms that didn't people now develop that they didn't have before.
Can you give me an example of one case you dealt with in Hebrew?
Yeah, I did have one client that called me. So she was like, she's Australian. She's 17. So she just, you know, most of the things she kind of was exposed was in the first few days that social media was full with a lot of videos and a lot of horrible things. And she called me because she said she's afraid to leave the house, although she lives in Australia. But
I just want to explain to our listeners that some of the events during October the 7th were captured on video, and there is a lot of graphic content that some viewers may find very disturbing. These are the videos you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, you know, the terrible, like the videos that the Hamas released, the violence, the you know, talk, the descriptions of rape, of, you know, of
yes.
people kidnapped. And she, although she knows she's in Australia. She knows she's safe, but she called because she was afraid to leave the house because in her mind it can happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an extreme example, but things can happen and things can be triggered, and it's not always rational. It's emotional. So this was kind of extreme example.
So even if you are exposed to these videos, for example, mm-hmm. it may trigger something maybe in a week, couple of weeks, or even a couple of months.
It depends on the personality, of course, but it also depends on the support system you have, you know, and also if there are other stressors in your current, you know, daily life. But sometimes it's true that we watch things. I know that we watch things and we watch videos and we think we're okay, but then it builds up. And when we can watch a normal movie, like, I don't know, a Hollywood movie, and suddenly it will trigger a lot of things that we wouldn't understand the connection. And also there is sense of helplessness that is kind of being built up, and a lot of people feel they're losing hope. They feel like they can't trust anyone. And again, it's not necessarily rational, but it's symptoms that we see often.
So going back to the Witness to War program, which you are involved with, and you are giving the Hebrew language services to callers, Israeli callers, it's completely for free, and we'll give the number in a second. It's also important to mention that callers can remain anonymous, right?
Yeah, free service, it's confidential. You don't need to give any details. You don't even have to give your name. I guess you'll have to give your phone number because I will have to call you back. But even then, if you are continue with ongoing therapy, the therapy is free. You don't need to have Medicare card. It doesn't matter what kind of visa you are in Australia. I mean, I think it's important to mention because even if you are on tourist visa, you can still approach us and get help.
Okay, I see. Do you also work with children?
Yes, we work with children as well. So if you worry about your children, or if you can recognize that your children start to ask questions that that you're not sure what's the right way to answer, you are invited to call. There will always help, and we can guide you with how to deal with your partner or siblings or your children. And help is available. Just call us.
Witness to War program, a national multilingual telephone hotline for people affected by overseas conflicts. And here is the number. It's a free call, 1-800-845-198. I'll repeat again, 1-800-845-198. You'll be able to speak to someone in Arabic, Dari, Ukrainian, English, and now Hebrew.
Yeah.
Hadas Shem Tov, a psychotherapist from Brisbane and one of the staff members in this program called Witness to War, a national multilingual telephone hotline for people affected by overseas conflicts. Thank you so much for speaking to us today, Hadas.
And thank you for having me.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.